This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You have a new text message.
People helping people. It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
Fam helping fam.
Send in your questions anonymously because we might read it on the radio. And Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Our text line is just a phone number. We don't know who you are. You can send anything you want. And this has really, I think, helped people feel comfortable that they can just put a question out there.
Sure, absolutely.
We're going to spin the roulette wheel.
Let's do it.
See what question we land on today.
19.
Number 19.
19 with an attitude.
Come on.
Let me hit refresh.
Acting real cool.
Let me scroll down to 19. This is a relationship question and perfect for today.
Okay. All right. Lay it on us. What you got?
Everybody's... I'm surprised you don't have your plans made for tonight, but here's what it says.
A lot of these text messages mention Valentine's Day, so you all got that at the top of your mind. All right, what do we got?
Pretty simple question we're throwing out there for you to help answer for this mixed listener. Is Valentine's Day a bad idea for a first date? What is your take on this to help out this mixed listener? Now, I'm curious, is this mixed listener still trying to make plans for Valentine's Day? Because you better hurry up.
Did they already make plans?
Or did they get invited and they're debating?
Uh-huh.
They're early in the dating stage.
I think it's a good idea. Don't you think it's a good idea, Valentine's
I think it's
Day?
A great idea.
A great
Here's
idea.
Why. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's a Sunday night. If you're into somebody, you want to see them.
Yeah.
And you want to make time for them. Don't worry about, does Valentine's Day put pressure on it? Do you want to see this person today, yes or no? Because when you're into somebody and you're all in with somebody, there's no excuse. You'll do whatever you can to be with them.
Yeah, but you know what?
So it's a great idea for a first date because
if you
really want to be with that person, it shouldn't matter if it's Valentine's Day or, like I said, some other kind of holiday.
What if this person
doesn't... You will make the time if you want to see them.
I just got to thinking, though, back up. Valentine's Day. There's a lot of people going out. There's a lot of... restaurants, bars.
Yeah, it's a good, fun vibe. It's the day of love.
It might be too much. Maybe, you know, if you're a person, maybe this is why the text came in. Is this really a good idea for a
date?
Because
what? Waiter comes up to the table and says, so, happy Valentine's Day. How long have you been together?
Yeah, that's great because you get to know each other a lot longer because we're so busy, we're not going to be back for 45 minutes. So go ahead and get to know each other. Oh my God, I'm starving. Maybe this isn't the right
thing. It is.
Now that I think about it.
It's always the right time if you're into that person. If you are hesitating for whatever reason, it tells me, well, who cares if it's the first date? There's probably not going to be a second date. You're not that into them.
No, it could be like, you know what? I'd rather have a day where it's a little more chill to kind of get to know each other. That way we go, oh, didn't like the movie or didn't like bowling. Let's go and do this. Now, tonight, you're not going to be able to do that. On Valentine's Day, you sit there and go, oh, well, that's crowded. What do we want to do? You want to go back to my place?
Now
what are you trying to say? I don't know.
You're giving this person anxiety now by going down that road.
Maybe they should do something different.
Okay, the question is that we received this morning at the Site and Unlimited text line, is Valentine's Day a bad idea for a first date? You see where I stand on this. You're either in or you out. If you're in, any day's a great day for a first date. If you're out, then this isn't the person for you. Stop wasting their time.
Is Christmas a good day for a first date? Is Thanksgiving Day a first date? Great
if
day
you
for a
wanna
first date?
See this person, you will stop at nothing to see them.
Is Labor Day a great time for
What's Labor
first
Day?
I don't know. I'm just saying
you're off of work.
You said any day is a good
any
day.
Any day is a good day if you want to see this person. Don't put pressure on it. Okay, 414-432-1099. This is our hot take. What's yours? Help out this mixed listener with Text Roulette.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Larissa, thanks for calling into the show this morning.
So I agree with you. So I believe that, hey, Valentine's Day, it could be the start of like a beautiful story for this couple. It could be, you know, yes, it's going to be crazy busy and stuff like that. But I think if they really want to see each other and you're not going to let, hey, oh my gosh, is this weird, you know, stop you. My new boo, our first date was literally on Super Bowl Sunday, and he was just like, F it, let's do it. So I totally feel like, look, let's go. I'm like, he gave up Super Bowl, and I gave up halftime show for him.
Whoa!
Wait, what Super Bowl was it?
Okay.
This year.
It just happened.
Yeah.
So you are starting this new relationship.
Yes, and so I feel like, and he lives an hour away. He's in Whitewater. I'm in Racine. And so I feel like nothing was going to stop it. He said, absolutely not. I'm coming out there. And, you know, we ate at a nice steakhouse, and it was nice and quiet because, of course, nobody is out.
There you go. Everybody was watching the game.
Absolutely. So I feel like they should just go for it.
Oh, my gosh. So wait, are you guys going to see each other tonight now for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. It's a weekend thing.
Whoa, yeah.
It's a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Larissa, okay.
We also on Monday, so it's a whole weekend thing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Larissa, we love giving our listeners nicknames. I feel like you need to be Lover Larissa.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Anytime you call or text, you need to say, hey, it's Lover Larissa.
Lover Larissa, I love it. You guys are amazing. Y'all have a great love day.
Okay, Sarah, what's your advice?
I think Valentine's Day is the perfect first date because if you really care about somebody and you get along with them good, and why not go out and enjoy the day?
With someone that you find date. Someone you find awesome, someone that's special to you, someone you want to spend time with.
Isn't it going
to
be kind of difficult, though, with a lot of people and the crowd noise to try and talk? Sometimes that's what I was thinking. Like, oh, yeah, as we're talking more and more on Valentine's Day, I kind of switched gears and went, maybe this isn't a good time for a first date.
I think it is.
Okay.
I just think it is if it's someone you love, someone you care about, someone who makes you happy, You want to go out and you want to have fun and enjoy it.
You're
life's
on
too short. Life's too short. Right. Don't wait.
Sounds good. Thank you
Don't
so much.
Wait. Thank you for calling in, Sarah. And here are some messages we have from the text line.
All right.
Nurse Ashley sent a message that said, in my opinion, Valentine's Day is just another day. If you want to go out on a date, have fun
just another
in
day.
All caps.
Maybe that's the way this texter should phrase this. Like, okay, it's Valentine's Day, but and we're going out on a first date, but hey, it's just another day. Let's just treat it as such. Then there's not that pressure. Maybe that's what Nurse Ashley is saying.
I think this person is worried about the pressure and what this is going to say to that person. Mm. And that's where I'm telling you, if you don't see this as something that's going to go somewhere, then no. Don't go out on Valentine's Day if you're just looking to have some fun.
Yeah.
If you want to actually have a relationship with this person and you really enjoy spending time with them, go for it. Here's another text that came in that says, I agree with both of you. If you are really into that person, then go. But maybe they feel like it's too much pressure because it's Valentine's Day. Here's another one that says, I think it's a perfect first date.
Sure.
Because if you really care a lot about that person, they mean a lot to you, then it's a great first date. You're going out to enjoy yourself with that special someone to enjoy the day with.
So it doesn't matter? It
no,
doesn't matter if it's
really,
Valentine's Day. It's a great idea.
This person has to sit there and think, what are they hoping comes out of this relationship? If you're going to just have fun and have a fling...
Yeah.
Then yeah, maybe don't do that to the other person and go out on
Valentine's Day.
But if you are looking to find someone, this could be the start of an amazing love story.
Love is in the air.